Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and Transnation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome to the Home Zone. This is Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender and member FDIC. I'm so glad you showed up. It's Tuesday, the 13th, and you are in the Home Zone. Today with me is Jim Lambert from Art Realty. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are we doing there, Jeff?
Doing very good. Little change today. Jim's going to actually sit with me the whole time. We're going to talk about some interesting stuff today. First thing that we're going to talk about, Jim, is right now, would you say that the real estate market is it's pretty hot right now?
It's very hot for sellers. We need houses bad.
Yeah.
We don't have enough listings and a lot of buyers.
That's really what I'm seeing from the mortgage side. If you've thought about listing your house, I'll tell you something. Don't walk. Run to Art Realty and to take advantage of some of their listing specials, which we'll get into later. But really, you know, the goal of this show always, Jim, is not necessarily to be an infomercial from North Point Bank, the greatest place to get a mortgage loan, and Art Realty, the greatest place to list your home. But it's really to kind of give good information to our customers and to our listeners. And so what I thought we would talk about today, because it is such a hot market right now. If I'm thinking about listing my house, what are some ideas that I can do to get kind of the maximum amount? You know, like I said, it's the hot time right now. And if I'm just about ready to put my house on the market, what are some things that I could do? You know, if you had to like rate it like a top 10.
Well, we just happen to have that top 10. If I could get a drum roll, please.
There's a drum roll. It's AM radio, so that's the best we can do.
Thank you for that, Jeff. Yep. Well, the number one thing would be curb appeal, or actually number 10. We'll work our way up.
Okay.
And number 10 would be curb appeal because, obviously, if people come by your house, they don't want to get out of the house to go inside. They're not going to see the inside.
That makes sense. So, like, when you talk about curb appeal, what exactly do you mean by curb appeal?
You're going to make sure your lawn's mowed. If you have some chipping paint outside, you want to get that touched up. Obviously, trim up your bushes. Flowers are always nice. You don't necessarily have to plant flowers if you just have pots of flowers by your door, entryway.
Kind of the big thing is that you want people to feel welcome, wouldn't you say, to kind of come up and take a look at your house and have it look, inviting, I guess, is kind of the
exactly. You want them to go from the outside to the inside, obviously. So, first they have to be attracted to the outside and then to work their way to the inside.
Okay, what's number 9?
Number 9 would be to go outside of your own house. And just like we talked about, if a buyer's coming to your house, what are they looking at? You want to be able to look at it ahead of time so you can scrutinize your own house and say, if I was the buyer coming to this house, what would I be looking for?
Okay, so in essence, go outside and put yourself in that buyer's shoes and look at it and say, do I need the big urinal with the flowers as a flower pot in the front yard? Probably not do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what you'd want to look at.
Even though if it's painted Michigan, for the University of Michigan.
Do the Irish myself, but hey, that's the way it goes.
Okay, so just everybody don't do that, even though I kind of thought it was a nice lawn ornament. All right. Number 8.
Make your house sparkle. So what you're going to want to do there is you're going to make sure your windows are clean and washed. You may even want to rent a power washer if you have siding to clean your siding up. Obviously, inside, vacuum, keep everything up to date all the time.
Now, one thing about power washing, and I'm not a power washer expert, but I thought somebody told me that you had to be really careful with a power washer because some of them are powerful enough to take the siding off. Is that
That is true, but most likely you're going to be renting them from like a Taylor Rental or something.
Hey, so free plug for Taylor Rental.
So they can you can ask them and tell them what you're using it for, and they can determine what's the best one for you.
Okay, so kind of go through and really clean the house. You know, it's funny. My wife was doing some spring cleaning, and I have to be honest with you. I thought she was insane she was wiping down baseboards. I guess it's a good thing that she does that because I would have sadly, I would have never thought about that. So,
yeah, those are easy things to miss, or like cobwebs. You know, get one of these dusters to get the cobwebs. Mm-hmm. Or another easy one to miss is caulking. You know, you may have to look at re-caulking around the tub or something like that that you just don't see normally. Yeah.
When you take customers through houses, I mean, do you notice that? I mean, do they really take a look at stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You'd be amazed if next time you go through the house with somebody, watch where they look. First thing they do is look up.
Okay.
So they're looking up, they're looking around the ceiling, looking for water stains, you know, anything that would show that they maybe don't take care of the house the best that you could.
Okay. So typically they look up and they're looking for that. And then where else do they typically go when they're in there looking?
Surprisingly, which we get down the line, but we'll hit it now, is they're going to be looking in your cupboards. They're going to be looking in your medicine cabinet. Buyers like to snoop.
Really?
Believe it or not.
All right, well, good to know. Make sure that you got everything kind of nice and clean. Well, let's go to number seven.
Number seven, we covered briefly, but you're going to want to make sure you take care of all the little husband lists that you didn't get to, that your wife's been after you for a couple years to take care of.
Would that be the honey-do list?
That would be the honey-do list, yes. So like cracked tiles, patch of floor, leaky faucets. You know, if somebody goes open the door and a hinge is a little loose, you know, it's just stuff you would want to take care of.
You know, it's funny, if I look around my own house, and I was just thinking about this in preparation for doing this segment. Last night I was home and I was looking around and I was looking at my cabinets, and you know, it's funny how just sometimes putting a little screw to a cabinet, you know, and can really kind of do a lot, or just do a fresh amount of paint on the trim, and it can really dance up a house quite a bit. Plus, you also have the new paint smell in the house, which is nice as well.
Certainly, so, you know, and light bulbs. You're going to make sure all your light bulbs, you know, you have all the light bulbs in. And,
okay.
You know,
light bulbs are pretty big deal, eh?
Oh yeah, lighting. You know, natural lighting and light bulbs are a big deal.
Okay.
Depending on the day, the time of the day you're showing your house.
Okay. So what is number six?
Number six would be to remove and replace your favorite items. We got to remember, this is not your home anymore, but you have to start looking at it as a house, which we'll hit later. But you're going to have to take down stuff that you're going to want to take with you, because once a buyer comes in there, like your, you know, maybe have a grandmother's chandelier or something like that, if they see it, they may want it. So if it's something you know you're going to want, you're going to want to take care of it before you have a showing.
Really? So even something as incredible as, like, say, my Elvis gnome collection, I would want to take that down, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody would want that, but yes, I would say that's probably right, Jeff.
All
right.
Well, that's a little tough, but okay. So you want to – now, what about – because I had somebody tell me once – should you go in and take down the family pictures when you're ready to sell the house, so people don't see? I don't know if it's a privacy thing, but what do you recommend on that?
Yeah, that would be actually number two on our list, but we can jump there.
Okay.
You're going to want to depersonalize your house, because you want the people to come in and start saying to themselves, I could see myself living here, and they kind of think, okay, well, this can go here, this can go there. Well, if they're coming in your house and you got a lot of family pictures and a lot of stuff on the walls, you know, maybe spend more time thinking about, oh, you know, do I know these people? They're not really concentrating on the house.
I see. So definitely get rid of the tchotchkes, so to speak. All right, well, good to know. Holy smokes, Jim, it's time for our first break. You're listening to 1450 WHTC, The Home Zone, with Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. We'll talk to you when we come back.
Just because a company is fairly new, it doesn't mean the people aren't experienced. For example, the Lakeshore Division of the TransNation Title Agency of Michigan was formed in 2008. However, thanks to a series of mergers and acquisitions, their heritage can be traced back over 100 years. In fact, more than 65% of their staff has 10 or more years of experience. This continuity of people, systems, and collective experience provides the foundation for excellence that customers have come to expect from the TransNation Title Agency. And it isn't just their staff that's experienced. As a title brokerage, they work with a variety of companies to get the best prices and policies from some of the strongest names in the country, including Commonwealth Land Title, Fidelity National Title, First American Title, Old Republic Title, Stuart Little, and WFG Title. Combine that with their local and regional knowledge, and you get unbeatable service. That's the Lakeshore Division of the TransNation Title Agency of Michigan at 347 Settlers Road in Holland. Call 616-392-3241 or click transmi.com.
You're back on 1450 WHTC, the Home Zone. I'm Jeff Potter with North Point Bank. I'm on with Jim Lambert from Art Realty. Welcome back here, Jimmy.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
All righty. So we are talking about things that you can do to make your home more attractive when you're ready to put it on the market and sell. Let's see here. Jimmy, where did we end up? I thought we were at number six, so I think we're on number five. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. Number five, we would be looking at, depending on how much you had to reclutter, you may want to consider to rent a storage unit.
Okay, rent a storage facility. I see. By the way, just a free shameless plug. If you need a great storage facility, the folks over at DC Storage in Hudsonville, I store my camper there. They do a great job. They have a great facility. If you need a great place, DC Storage. And you know what? They didn't even pay for that advertising. I just think they're a great place. So the thought process with the storage, though, is what? Just to, again, kind of take all the stuff so people can yield themselves in the property with this.
Yeah, you're going to want to declutter as much as you can for a couple of reasons. One is it's going to make your house, sometimes you have too much stuff, it makes it look smaller. So okay, by taking it out, it's going to make the rooms look bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But then the people can also visualize in their own mind, well, if I put my couch there or my table here, they can start to lay out the room. But if it's so full of stuff, it's hard for them to visualize where their stuff is going to go.
So you're telling me that hoarders really shouldn't sell their houses or at least get rid of everything. Is that what we're saying?
They definitely can sell them, but, yeah, I would probably get rid of some stuff first.
What about vehicles in the backyard? I know that's not on the list, but is that a good idea? Probably not, right?
Vehicles in the back are better than vehicles in the front, but neither one a good idea.
You know what? That's a very, very fair point. All right, so next, number four, and I know we talked about it a little bit, but go ahead with number four here.
It's to rearrange your bedroom closets and your kitchen cabinets because people are going to open them, and they're going to snoop, and you don't want them to open up your closet and have all the clothes fall on top of them.
Right.
You know, you want to try to keep them as neat as you can and have stuff hung up and make sure you have your dishes stacked up, you know, properly and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So don't do what I do when it's my day to turn do laundry and just throw stuff in the closet and close the door. It's probably not a good idea is what you're telling me.
No, it's probably not a good idea.
All right. Well, good to know. Now, here's a question, because as you're talking about people going through your stuff, as an agent, when people do go through houses, do you, I don't say kind of watch them, but you kind of stay with them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know. If I'm the one that's showing the house, yes, I'll go through with the people. You don't want them getting too personal with people's stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but people do want to see the size of the closet.
Sure.
And, you know, they're going to look in stuff, but yeah, you don't want them going into their suit pockets and see if somebody left a $20 bill for them.
Right.
Probably not a good idea.
So, okay, what's, now maybe you don't know, does anything, if I say, hey, Jim, what's the wackiest, craziest thing that you've seen when you've gone on a listing or an appointment to show a house, does anything just jump to mind at all? If not, that's okay, but, you know, just curious if something like, you know, I don't know, it's, I don't know, my mind just wanders probably, but anything really crazy unusual that you've seen?
Not that I have seen, but the one thing that you did come up in one of the meetings we had that you're obviously going to want to make sure as an agent you're doing is make sure you knock on the door when you get to a house, a listing, because you don't want to just open the door, assume nobody's in there. Because I have heard that somebody did that and they opened the door and a shotgun was pointed at them.
Really?
So probably not a good idea not to lock.
Yeah, well, that, you know what? Great advice here on the Home Zone. Knock, definitely, before you're going through. Wow, that had to be kind of scary. Holy smokes. So let's see here. We went through, and number three was declutter. We already kind of talked about that. And, Willie, I think we're at the number. What is the number one thing that you need to do?
I would say we probably have two number ones.
Okay.
The first number one, they're kind of one and two are tied together, but you're going to have to get to the point where you disassociate and depersonalize the house.
Okay.
Because it's not your home. Even though it's your home now, you don't want it to be your home. You want it to be treated more like a product that you're going to sell.
Okay. Okay. So, in essence, Do you say that, like, so if somebody brings in maybe an offer that's a little bit lower or aggressive, you don't get offended by it or that type of thing?
Yeah, that's part of it, but more of the point of, you know, say your favorite colors are blue and green. Well, it's really not your home anymore, so maybe more of a neutral color if you're going to
do some painting and some updating.
And you're not doing things to make it better for you. You're just making it more presentable to the person coming in.
Okay, so kind of to review, you want to cut a path and all the stuff, get rid of the cars in the front yard, declutter it. And no, I think these are all great things. I am still surprised, though, at the turnaround in the market. And, you know, we could kind of speak to this. Actually, we're going to break here coming up. But until then, it is just amazing. You know, we had the folks from the Villas of Holland on last week, and it's amazing to me how low inventory is for condos and that home of, you know, those homes for 100 to probably 200,000. We just can't keep them on the market. Would you agree with that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I know numerous times houses that came in the, you know, 150, 200,000 range. It wasn't even up for a day or two, and they had four or five offers, and it's gone. I mean, people are calling all the time wanting to know about this house. We have to tell them it's gone.
That is amazing. And, you know, if you're listening and you are thinking, you know, hey, I want to maybe put my house up for sale and do that, I'd say that one of the things, if you're not paying cash, again, it's a little self-serving because I'm a lender, but I really believe that there's value in, you know, meeting with me, for example, 616-726-5590 would be my phone number, and getting pre-approved and really being ready to go, because houses, they're not lasting. You better be ready to pull the trigger. So, all right, it's about time for another break here. You're listening to The Home Zone on WHTC 1450 Holland's hometown station. Sorry. This is Jeff from North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and Jim Lambert from Art Realty. We'll talk to you in just a few.
Give me all your money, and no one gets hurt.
This is a phrase you pray you never hear. Heaven forbid. But if you're paying an average percentage of commission to sell your home, you're close. Art Realty will save you a load of cash with their flat rate system. If you had a choice of paying tens of thousands of dollars more in commission on selling your home or a small flat rate, which would you choose? You're not a glutton for punishment. Art Realty, taking the high cost out of selling your home. Sellers save. 616-662-7283. ArtRealty.com.
You're back on The Home Zone, 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. This is Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and Jim Lambert from Art Realty. We're sitting around chatting about things you need to do with your house. And actually, Jim, we went to the break before we got a chance to go to the second number one. And what else would you say would be the other number one thing that you need to do when you're thinking about selling your home?
Make sure you had the right realtor working with you. You need to make sure, you know, your realtor is someone you can trust, but someone's going to be honest with you. You know, if they say your house is, you know, priced too high, then it may be priced too high.
Okay. So kind of beware of agents that tell you what you want to hear versus what you should hear.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, we've talked a little bit, and Art's one of the main sponsors of the show, but I really do think that it's pretty unique the way Art's system is set up, because part of buying a new house is selling your house if you currently own a house. And I know we had Ryan on here, even though he called me Steve, he's still a nice guy. Can you just kind of run me through again? Say I have a condo that's 100 and, I don't know, 150,000. What if I went through Art, how much money would I save by selling my condo with Art versus a convention, or not even a conventional, because Art's a full-blown real estate company, so another real estate company?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's basically, you know, we can go through the flat fee in more detail, but for instance, if you had a $180,000 house.
Okay, 180, perfect.
You know, Art's going to charge you $3,000 flat. You know, we're typical real estate company is going to charge you 3% of that, or $5,400.
Okay.
So you're saving $2,400 right there.
And I think that's that's a big deal. If you can have a full service company do everything, put the thing on the MLS, give you all the internet exposure, and save some money, that seems like a pretty powerful package.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not like you're losing something for that. It's just in today's world, most of the listings are already out there. People know them. People are coming to your house. A lot of the pre-work that wasn't done before is done already.
Okay.
So you should be able to give, you know, the list, you know, give your listing people a little break on their side.
Okay. So basically harnessing the power of the internet and everything else to kind of give folks a better deal. Well, I can tell you this, you know, from a lending standpoint, the more money you can put down, you know, the better. And if you can save money and, like I said, have the same level of service or a better level of service, it really is kind of a no-brainer. You know, but the neat thing about the flat fee, so let's talk about maybe if one of our listeners are sitting out on Lake Michigan or Lake Mac and they have a little bit higher-end property. So what if I've got a place for, oh, I don't know, it's I'm just going to throw a number out there for $750,000 or $749,000, because that's, you know, it's always the $999 or whatever.
Right.
What? How much would Art save me to do that?
Yeah, well, we'll just use $700,000 figure because it's easier for my math head to work that way.
Perfect. So, I like it. I like where your head's at.
$700,000 house, that's $21,000 at 3% commission. You would save, get ready for this, $13,000 by using Art's flat fee.
Wow, $13,000.
Correct.
You know, at the end of the day, money talks and we know what other stuff does. That's a lot of money to save.
That's a lot of money.
That is tremendous. Folks, if you really want to hear more about Art Realty, give Jim Lambert a call. Jim, go ahead and give me your information.
They can get a hold of me at 616-886-0831 or go to jim@artrealty.com.
Alrighty. Jim, I can't thank you enough for sitting in with us today. By the way, we've been talking about it for weeks, but we're close. I think we're within a week away from launching the homezonemi.com. I've seen the prep work. We're going to have the diamond in the rough on there. It'll be, again, a YouTube video from week to week. Myself and Steve and Josh and Ryan and our crew of guys, we're going to be going out and searching out those diamond in the rough properties here in Ottawa County and doing YouTube videos on them. And then we'll also have every Tuesday the hot deals of the day. You'll be able to go right to the website and click on the hot deals of the day. And again, but don't delay, because again, Art Realty's website actually has the hot deals of the day as well. Jim, what's that website again?
That is www.artrealty.com.
okay, www.art.com. Well, that's a nice name. That's nice and easy. So really thank you for taking the time to listen this week. You're listening to 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. You've been in the zone, the home zone, with Jeff Potter at North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and we'll see you next week on The Zone.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for The Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com, and join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for The Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.